You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
You know, we spend a lot of time on this program talking about security. And it's understandable because it's been a really popular topic for, the last several years. And we're going to continue talking about security, but not today. Today, we're going to take a little detour and we're going to talk about customer service. We're going to be talking about customer service and the customer experience from the customer's vantage point. And what better topic for an industry called managed services, which is, after all, a services industry. It is about customer service, not just the technical. And we're going to have a conversation about what are we doing to enhance and improve the managed services customer experience. It's not a very commonly asked question, and I think we ought to ask it more frequently. And today's guest is here with us talking about his vantage point of the managed services profession, what they're doing to kind of improve the success and the overall satisfaction of the managed service provider customer experience. So I would like to welcome to the program Jeff Ferris, who is president and CEO of Cloud Radial. Jeff, welcome to the MSP Zone.
Hey, Charles. Hello.
Welcome. Yeah, I'm really excited about this because this is, like I said, not a really common question or topic, and I think it should be brought up a lot more. And I shouldn't say that. I know a lot of MSPs really focus a lot on the customer experience, but as an industry, we don't seem to talk about it. Before we get into that, though, I'm familiar with you guys, but for MSPs listening out there who are not familiar, give us a little bit of background on Cloud Radial.
So, gladly. So Cloud Radial was formed a few years ago, about 4 years actually, based on some experiences I had working with some friends to basically transform their break fix or, you know, hosting environments into the managed services space. And working with them, one of the things that was really clear is there was a lot of different options for the technology stack and for the PSA, for the things that made the service people more effective. But the challenges in both cases were sales and growing revenues and attracting people and differentiating their business from other MSPs in the local areas. And one of the things that struck me was there wasn't an easy way to do that. There wasn't anything that was scalable. It was very old style, right? I mean, you printed reports, you visited people on site, and then you made the commitment to take care of them. And you basically promised them that you would that they should trust you, or you told them they should trust you because you're a trustworthy guy. And it just seemed to be a little antiquated, given the fact that these were technology, we were a technology provider, and it seemed strange that we were pushing basically an old style trust us relationship. And so in digging into this more, it was really clear that the MSP industry as a whole was busy perfecting, if you will, the perfect meal, right? If you think about the restaurant analogy, everybody was out there perfecting, you know, the ultimate kitchen, you know, the right pots, the right pans, the right menus, the right ingredients. And one of the things that was forgotten about was what the diner was going to see, right? There was no wait staff. There was no sense of scalability. Again, it was almost like if you built it, then the client would come and appreciate it, even though you weren't really going to talk to them once they came in that front door. And so one of the things coming, I mean, my life has been software, and it really struck me that there had to be a better way to engage clients on a scalable way that made clients part of the process, that made it collaborative, communicative, that made it more structured. Because one of the things when you have a environment where clients aren't really thought of that much, then everything's a chaos. If you think about that restaurant analogy, people walked in, You know, the first thing, if they didn't know how to order, they would ask, where do I order? Who do I order from? How do I get things done? There's a chaos there if you don't have things lined up. And if you can dial it in and make it easy for clients to understand what you do, to understand your services, to take advantage of, you know, your meals, your services, whatever analogy you want, things just run better. They run better for clients and they run better for service people. They run better for account managers, and they certainly run better for MSP owners. So 4 years ago, set out to basically create a new category of product that we call the client services automation platform. And that platform is designed to work tightly with an MSP's PSA and all of their tool set to bring all of that together into a single unified experience for the client, similar to the way maybe Amazon takes, you know, hundreds of warehouses and makes that easy for a client to understand and digest through their web portal. And we found a real niche in the space, and we've had a lot of success with that in pulling together, again, this client services automation platform, and now rolling this out to, you know, a larger and larger number of MSPs.
So that's really interesting. So, I mean, I, you know, hearing you talk about your start as an organization, it's almost like you look back at 20, 30 years of the managed services profession, and it's not like we forgot what customer service was about, but it's not like any of the tools that we really talk about and focus on daily. And I include the PSA, the ticketing tools, the RMM, all those things. They're about accomplishing a goal like security, data protection, data privacy, backup. But none of them really focus on the customer service. And you've kind of latched on to that. What is your kind of philosophy, if you will, of what the PSA tool is? Because you don't overwrite it, right? You're not competitive to it. You're not doing something that replaces a PSA, but you're also saying the PSA is not meeting a particular need. Did I go too far? Does that make sense?
No, that's correct. The PSA is it's an essential tool for building out the operations or the back end of that MSP. It's almost impossible to run any, you know, fast growing MSP of over 10 people without a PSA, and below it, it's extremely helpful as well, because there's just so many things to keep track of, and they're all operational related. One of the things that has been, you know, put out in the industry is the operational maturity level. Through service leadership, they've done a great job of promoting that concept and explaining it to MSPs. And it basically shows that, again, if you focus on the operations side of your business, it builds you more efficiencies, and those efficiencies improve your margins, improve your profits. And again, if you have your act dialed in, it, you know, a better run organization is also becomes a sales tool to generate new revenue from as well. So improving operational maturity through a PSA is absolutely essential. And a good PSA covers, you know, a wide variety of that back end of services, from ticketing to opportunities to project management to, you know, inventory configurations. I mean, again, the PSA is an essential tool,
right?
But it only helps the inside of the organization, right? And then what happens? So I go way back in this space. I mean,
when you say inside of the organization, you do mean the MSP.
I do mean inside the MSP. Correct. And so if you go back, I go back to Novell and Banyan days and experience. So, I mean, I go way back when an MSP was called a VAR.
And you just blew a lot of the audience mind.
Yeah.
Who's Novell?
Novell. I mean, again, that was a billion-dollar business, right? And what was fascinating, though, is you fast forward to today, and for most MSPs, they have no better sales tool than they had when they were VARs, or what a VAR took to market. They would take a brochure, they would take some printed reports, and they would show the clients what they could do for them, and they told them they should buy from them because they were good guys, right? And the and again, behind the scenes, though, you know, this is not Novell technology anymore. This stuff is just amazing. I mean, the things that that an MSP can do from the power of their home, their bedroom, is just unbelievable. I mean, the things like Azure, the security stacks that are available to MSPs, unbelievable amount of technology. But when it comes time to client interactions, you're back 30 years ago. And I think that's the big challenge. And the thing that we're solving with our product is to get that MSP into a digital first, a client first approach to delivering their services. Not that they're not delivering quality services today. It's just the client doesn't see it and doesn't understand it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is beautiful. All right. So Jeff, I'd like to get a little bit deeper, a layer deeper. So MSPs are probably, you know, maybe they're out there thinking, all right, he's got a point. I could use some specifics, and I'm going to get to a specific. So I know that a lot of MSPs use, you're exactly right, they use the ticketing system, i.e. PSA, for internal operational efficiency, automation, scalability. Beautiful. Keep doing that. Don't change a thing. They also tend to, I think, correct me, I like your perspective on this, look at the ticket, the trouble ticket, as one of the primary interfaces between MSP and customer. Where would you and Cloud Radial come into that and maybe amplify that response?
Well, let's step back one step, and let's look at, again, the ticketing is that primary interface. And we've talked to a number of partners early on that go, like, I don't want to eliminate tickets because tickets are what my customers see, and that's how they see our value. And that's a problem, because in a well-run shop, there shouldn't be that many tickets, right? I mean, if you think about it, if you've dialed in security and you've dialed everything in, then if the client's working correctly, they shouldn't generate a ticket. And if there's no tickets, how does that MSP generate value? So it's almost like the MSP penalizes themselves if they dial it in too well, because then the client doesn't see their value. And what Cloud Radial has done with our, you know, our client services automation platform is we give that MSP 100 different ways to show value to clients without requiring a single ticket transpire between the two of them. And that's the important step, because now all of that stuff that happens in the cloud, the MSP can get credit for. And again, if you go back 5 years, you know, MSPs were rolling trucks and going on site, and, you know, the client saw somebody that was doing something in the office, and maybe it was setting up a PC or, you know, configuring a server in the closet. Those things don't happen. It's cloud-based. It's, you know, now you buy from Dell, it's provisioned with directly through Microsoft, and it comes ready to turn on directly by the end user. There's not a requirement that an MSP technician visit that customer to set things up. Showing value is essential, but it's more than that. And we'll get into that in just a second. But the PSA has done a great job of automating the operation side of the business, but there has to be a different way to show the value that the MSP derives to the client, and then also take into other areas like collaboration, right? And planning. Securities, I mean, we can actually delve back into security a little bit here, because security is no longer really the MSP only responsibility, right? It's up to the client to train their users to basically act responsibly, because now the biggest threat isn't, you know, not having antivirus on that machine. Now the biggest threat to clients is having an uninformed employee at the keyboard, right? And so security, all of those types of things that have typically been the IT team will take care of it for you exclusively, now have to be collaborative, and they need planning. They need discussion. But to do that, the clients need information. They need visibility. They need transparency. And you don't get that by printing reports and going on site to deliver those.
Yeah. All right. No, beautiful. All right. So I think everyone should be able to follow along. That makes perfect sense. So the well-run MSP, right? So not a chaotic break-fix shop that's always, you know, fighting a fire and putting it out. But the well-run MSP is running the risk of They're not going to be generating a lot of tickets. It's not, you know, things aren't going to be catching on fire, you know, a lot. And the reports that are being generated, yeah, they're valuable, but honestly, most MSPs have known for 20 plus years. A lot of the reports don't get consumed the way they would hope that they get consumed. So, Jeff, walk us through how maybe you would approach the customer engagement in that type of a scenario.
So what we do is again, we approach it from a client-first, digital-first perspective, and that involves a portal. But and most people, when they think portal, and that was one of the problems we had early on in our sales cycles, is when we said that we were a client portal, MSPs instantly visualize a ticketing portal that they might have with ConnectWise or Autotask or BMS, or almost every PSA has a ticketing view of their portal, correct? So the problem with the ticketing portal is no clients really want the ticketing portal, but it's an essential part of that interface. So what we've done at Cloud Radio, for example, one things we've done is we bring the ticketing portal into our platform, because again, we're tightly integrated, you know, with the PSA. So we want to replace ticketing interfaces in a way that makes it more advantageous to the MSP. So one of the things we do very simply is we break ticketing into two parts. There's a report a problem and there's a request service. And they're basically two different tabs in our product. They're two different ways to enter a ticket. They both generate a ticket. But from a user perception, what we've done very simply is we said, look, there's problems and we solve problems, but we also have things that we can do to add services. We can help, we can order a PC through here. We can arrange a review of your HIPAA compliance. We can arrange a review of your, do an assessment of your security setup. We can onboard or offboard employees. We can do a variety of different things, because it's not really about a problem ticket. It's about basically requesting a service that the MSP can do. And, you know, how many times have MSPs lost out on business simply because the clients didn't know that the MSP did that service, right?
Right.
And it's hard to, again, if everything's about a ticket, and again, it's a good way to account for work for the MSP side, but that's not the way the clients think about it.
Wait, so I got to jump in here, because this is like mind blowing. Are you saying, or could we say, that the ticket has been associated with pain in the customer's mind, like that for, we've generated over several decades an association of launch a trouble ticket, receive a trouble ticket, and you associate mentally a pain point, a technical pain point, security. Is that fair to say?
I think it's actually sometimes worse than that, because not only do we lead with that, but we tend to tell, if you think about it from a client's perspective, right? Again, if all I see from you is the ability to fix a PC or fix a printer, then pretty soon in my mind, I don't associate you with helping me achieve mobility, collaboration, productivity, improve the decision-making, you know, to improve the skill set of my workforce. I just associate you with pain and service.
Yeah.
And so now basically what we've done is we've taken the MSP and we've turned them into plumbers. And I mean, in the sense that, again, if you think about a plumber, we don't call a plumber to get a strategic review of our plumbing, right? We only call the plumber when there's a plumbing problem, right?
When something's really bad.
Something's really bad, right? And in that case, so basically an MSP, if they focus only on the ticketing side of things, then pretty soon that they basically trained their users to send them an email, to call them on the phone, to basically interact them the same way that they would interact with their plumbers, right? And at the same time, too, if they want to track the status of that ticket, most of the portals only really do that well through email. So then they have to sort through their email to figure out what's going on with that open ticket. And none of that is the right mindset in the clients, from a client perspective, to enable the really deep VCIO type relationships that most MSPs want with their clients.
It's almost a psychological analysis of how to get out of a certain mindset of And again, we're not bashing. I don't think I am. I don't certainly think you are bashing the ticketing profession, because these are really useful, necessary tools, I would say. But it's also, maybe this has been part of a problem that we do need to rectify by just doing some simple adjustments and creating a new experience for that customer, instead of, you know, what has reinforced some negative feelings over the years.
And I think at the end of the day, if the MSP will just put things in context. So like in Cloud Radial and our platform, ticketing is a vital part of it. We do ticketing really well. As I said, we split it into problem reports and service requests. We make it very visual. An end user through us can actually buy, you know, a laptop, have that go directly, and again, as a ticket to the right sales board for that MSP. We can make that super efficient, right? And one of the things that happens from that is, again, if you reduce the friction of ordering, people order more, right? That makes sense. So if we can do that and just get things like service requests out there, that's really powerful. But we, again, if you take that and then you combine that on with additional reporting. So, for example, we'll provide, you know, a list of their assets, their endpoints, their servers. We can pull in information from, I don't know, 50 to 100 different tools that the MSP works with, like Breach Secure Now or Skykick or Hoodoo or Avic or Adigy or, you know, Augment, all kinds of things that are in that MSP stack today. We make all that data available to clients and understandable and accessible. Then it becomes actionable. And one example that very simply is, if you give users, it's like warranty reporting and all of that. We do warranty reporting on the endpoints and all of that stuff. But most of the times when you do those great warranty reports, you have to print it out. It looks pretty. You take it to clients, but you have to take it to clients. And then you have to tell them why it's important for them to be out of warranty, right? Or why it's important for them not to be out of warranty. And with Cloud Radial, we're going to give them that information. We're going to put it in the context of performance and productivity. And we're going to tie it back to policies that show, you know, these are your old and slow machines. Is that really what you want for your business? And we get stories all the time of partners, colleagues go like, I just got an order for 6 new laptops because they saw that they were out of warranty or they were slow, and they just went and ordered them. I've never had that happen before. Well, again, if you don't ever show them the data, then they're never going to be able to do that, right? And if you remove the friction of reporting and you remove the friction of ordering, well, now things magically happen that you wouldn't have expected.
So you're presenting a reasonable case for additional revenue. I mean, I suppose that could even apply towards not just hardware, but also services, project work, additional, you know, levels of managed services offerings that the MSP may provide. But it's the simplicity, I guess, Jeff, that is remarkable in this, because you're basically saying, look, that you're taking existing known content, but you're repackaging it in a way that doesn't have that negative connotation, that negative reinforcement of, here's a pain point. It's a new presentation of old data, you know, traditional data maybe, and just giving it to them in a new package. And I mean, you tell me, is it having an impact? I mean, the MSPs, what are they reporting to you?
Well, I mean, we see a ton of benefit from this. I mean, our partners, have thrived in a number of areas. One is just, again, removing the friction of ordering things, that even to streamlining ticketing. So one of the things that we do just is we have this concept that we call engagement maturity level. And engagement maturity, like operational maturity, kind of defines these different levels of steps that an MSP can go through in a journey to become better and more proactive and more engaged with their clients. And the very first, you know, at the lowest level, there it's chaos, right? Which is, again, tickets come in by email or phone. Clients get in the way of things. QBRs are hard and painful and time consuming, so you just don't do them. 10% of your clients get 90% of your attention. The other 90% might get no attention unless they complain, right? When you basically have that chaos of engagement, and the first step to that is just to move that up to a more structured approach. And when you do that, tickets come in smoother, they're more accurate, they're easier to engage. And all of a sudden, when you start doing that, service becomes more efficient, right? Things get resolved faster. The mean time to resolution dramatically drops. Stack costs come down because, again, you typically can replace a lot of tools with a single unified approach. So instead of having a break-fix approach to tool sets, they all come together. When you then layer in reporting on top of that, now all of a sudden, again, people can see their information. They see what's going on. And again, it's done for them in a way that they understand. It's put in terms of their objectives, not the technical objectives that you need to meet from a technical or service level standpoint, security standpoint. Clients assume security is built in, right? They assume that security is working correctly. They may want proof of that, but that's not their big day-to-day concern, right?
Yeah.
So we want to be transparent with this information to help them with all of that reporting. And once everybody's got the same reports and the friction has been reduced, that's when things kind of kick into that next level of opportunity. So, and that's where you can start doing the planning. And we have the built-in, agile type boards to let you kind of work through and plan the next 12 months of work with the client, to let you kind of show a roadmap of where you want to take that client over the next, the next four quarters, and do that in a way that takes minutes, but is client facing instantly when you do it, right? So when you take the friction out of the ticketing, you take friction out of reporting, you take friction out of planning and assessments, then things really start to get powerful. So not only do you get new revenue because it's easier for clients to understand what you do and they see the services that you offer, but now if you take just a few screenshots of all that, in any prospective client that you're working with, you can show clients exactly what it's like to work with you. And you can show your clients why you're different than the other MSP that goes in and says, you need to trust us because we're nice guys.
Right.
Whereas with something like Cloud Radio, you're going to go in there like, don't trust us, because I wouldn't trust us with something as critical as your backups or your infrastructure. Make us prove it to you every single day. And by the way, we're going to do that. We're going to show you the backup reports that we run. We're going to show you exactly what things are broken. We're going to give you all your ticket history. We're going to show you exactly what we're doing every single day on your behalf for security, for Office 365.
Transparency.
All of the things for transparency, right? Because again, if the bank sends us bank statements all the time that we don't read, but if they ever did not send us a bank statement, we'd panic, right? We would think they were stealing from us, right? So again, that transparency builds trust. That trust then propels you into that true, CIO, VCIO type role. Because now you're all dealing from the same deck, and you see the same problems, and there's nothing hitting, and data that, is great. I mean, LionGuard's a good example. They've got tons of great data, but if a client doesn't see it and understand it, it's not actionable, right? It doesn't generate revenue. Where if you take things from LionGuard and Adigy and all these other tools, which are great, powerful tools, but you get that data in front of a client, now it becomes interesting to the client. It becomes actionable in that relationship.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's such a refreshing take on what could be in the managed services profession, and it doesn't, it's simplicity, at its purest form. And that's what I kind of like about it, is that your approach is, look, it's not going to disrupt the existing tools you work with day in, day out, but it's going to add on a new layer of. It's going to change the perspective and outlook of your customers. And I think that that's always a good thing. Always a good thing.
Yeah. We've seen it be really transformative. And that seems like the word gets overused a lot, except that now we've got all of the case studies to back that up. And we can show MSPs what life was before we came on board and after we came on board, and that engagement maturity as they move up that level, we can show them how revenue fell to the bottom line in every single category, right? And when you can do that, then it gets to be a real interesting and fun industry to be in, at least for us, right? Because again, we can go out there and we can work with these MSPs, we can elevate their engagement. And again, we can watch them land new business either from existing customers because they're easier to manage, more scalable, less friction, or we can see them use this story to gather new business. And again, we've got, there's probably a story that comes in on a real regular basis of new clients that were landed just because they showed them the portal, right? Because they showed them what it's like to work with them as a client. And again, when you put, if you think about the next generation, the old generation of the people, again, people my age, so I'm a little older, you know, my peers at the time, they were used to IT being, you know, they would dictate the terms and people just did what IT said, right?
Yep.
Now today, it's more collaborative. It has to be, you know, co-managed now is a huge opportunity for MSPs to work with those clients more closely, either with their IT teams more closely or certainly with their executive leadership more closely. But to get to that co-managed promised land, you have to have transparency. You have to have a frictionless environment. You have to have a digital environment. And now when you get to the co-managed side, now that MSP has opportunity to really transform that organization, not just by making them more secure, but by powering, you know, new and more innovative solutions using things like Azure and the productivity tools that Microsoft and others provide.
Yeah. Jeff, if MSPs listening to this said, hey, this is I want to join this movement. I want to try this out, give this opportunity to my customers. What's the best way for MSPs to reach out and interact with you guys?
The best way, again, is our website is www.cloudradial.com. There you'll find a ton of information about the product, about our process. I mean, one of the things that we found too, because we are transformative, one of the challenges we faced early on was helping MSPs navigate a new way of engaging with clients. And one of the things that we've done really, really well is to basically put in place a professional services approach to the startup process. And so when somebody signs up with Cloud Radial, even for the demo, they go through an onboarding phase where we make sure it works with all of their tools. We work with them to make sure that we understand their objectives. We run them through a jumpstart program to make sure that they are basically deployed and ready to deploy to the first client and the first few clients. And then we turn them over to an account management process to make sure that they're always supported every step of the way to grow their business and take advantage of the really rich and deep features in our product. Again, it's what everybody would expect from their PSA vendor. We've just watched all of the pain in the PSA space because people, you know, 3 years into it, still can't set up their PSA, still don't quite know where to go next with it. And we've watched that pain and we've designed the processes so that they won't run into those same roadblocks with our platform. Because again, this is a good technology, PSA or CSA in our case, can be really transformative, but nobody's going to understand it straight out of the box. So we're there to make sure that they get the benefits, and if they don't get the benefits, then, you know, then we'll certainly fix the problems that they're running into to make sure that they get those benefits. Cause again, when you do it right, it just works.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I really love what you're doing there, Jeff. And, I think it's definitely needed, right? The market needs this. It's a shot in the arm of a new, fresh perspective on making the customer engagement, customer experience even better. And that's always a good thing for the managed services profession. Jeff Ferris, President and CEO of Cloud Radial, thank you very much for joining us on the MSP Zone. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Charles. I really appreciate it.
And hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. Go check out Cloud Radial, see what they're all about. If it makes sense, engage with them. But hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. And, you know, I think it's always a good reminder to keep your customers engaged and always think about their perspective and their experience of your services. It's never a bad question to pose to yourself on an ongoing basis. That's my thought. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.